I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you with us again, and let us start this beautiful day with a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful morning, for the new privilege that we have to start another day with you. And we ask you, for that we are able to receive everything that you have for us. I pray in Jesus' name that your word goes so deep into our heart that it really heals our heart, that it strengthens and refreshes our heart and gives us everything we need right now. Amen. I don't know about your breakfast habits. I love when on Saturday, on the weekend, when I have time to sit down at my breakfast table with my family and spend maybe 1 hour or 1.5 and first eat my little muesli and then take a little bread and take a little coffee, then a little yogurt. And sometimes in the end, after maybe 1 hour, I sit alone there because all my family is so quick in eating and I'm a bit more slowly. And I don't know about you, about your habits in daily life. When I work, I normally do not take the time to have a breakfast or even a properly lunch, because I'm a teacher and so I'm running around in my school half the day. And so sometimes it's the first normal meal that I have where I really sit down for some minutes is the dinner in the night. And when we eat, it's not only important, of course, that it tastes well, but it's also important that it really strengthens us. And this morning we want to look in a passage in the Bible that describes us the food that not only our body needs, but the food that our heart needs. And I invite you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 15, the very important, the very famous story of the prodigal son, or the compassionate father. And I want to read there Luke 15, the verses 14 to 17. You maybe are familiar to the story that there was a father with two sons, and the younger son, he asked for the inheritance, took the money and went away. And he really was not too successful. But we read in Luke 15, the verse 14 and to 17, after he, so the younger son, had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death?" So hunger is a feeling that we have that normally is not too pleasant. We do not like to be hungry. And if we are hungry, especially if we are very hungry, we do anything to feed us, to get something to eat. If we are hungry, we have a desire and we cannot wait until we are out of that need. But the feeling of hunger is such an important and also a very healthy feeling and a healthy sign that your body knows this constitution I'm in right now is not the place I should be in. This is not what I should feel. And I'm not designed and I'm not made, I'm not created to live like that. It shows us there's a need, there's something missing. And sometimes we do not read the Word of God because there's a lack of hunger in our hearts. And sometimes we're even so quick to judge the Word of God, to complain about the Word of God, to criticize it, to analyze it, why it cannot be, why it's so old, why it's so old-fashioned, why it's not really working in my life. And we realize we maybe lost the hunger. We lost to the honor that we had, that we once had, to read the Word of God and to allow it to speak. Sometimes we are speaking and we want God to listen. But when we read the Word of God, we should have a hungry heart. And if I lost that hunger, the Holy Spirit is inspiring me to ask God for a new heart, for a new hunger for the Word of God. And we see that little man, that young man sitting here with the pigs. And with the pigs, it's the moment when he realizes, I am so hungry. We read here that he thinks, I am here starving to death. And I do not have enough money, and I do not have enough food. And he says here, here I am starving to death. And that's the place when we live without God, when we do not live according to the ways that God created us. And we read in the beginning in the Bible that God created mankind to live in close fellowship with him. We read that mankind was created in the image of God. But we also read in the third chapter that this got lost, that there is something died, the image of God means the ability to love with God's kind of love. It died, and also mankind got kicked out of the garden, out of their fellowship. And through the whole Old Testament, there was no solution offered that really brought mankind back into that close state of relationship with God. And so we see here this story as a picture for your life and also for my life, that we sat once in that place without God. We sat with the pigs, we sat in the dirt, and we sat having no food. And I asked you this morning, what is the food, what is the bread that you try to nourish on, that you eat every day, that you hope and dream that it makes you strong and healthy? But sometimes we are eating things that makes us not strong. And maybe you find yourself in a place in your life where you have many, many challenges. And you feel and complain much, maybe to God, God, why are you not hearing me? Why is this family not supporting me? Why is this boss treating me so bad? And sometimes we find ourselves sitting in the dirt with the pigs, complaining about everything. Nothing is good enough. And we realize, maybe I invited God in my life once in my life. But right now, I do not feel sitting at the table of the king. I more feel like sitting with the pigs in the dirt. And we realize that something is not going the way I was created to. And so it's so important. And maybe you think about some certain moments in your life where you really felt hunger. I mean, in our Western world, we have just little to say about the meaning of hunger, because we have food anywhere and every time. Anytime I want to eat, I can eat, I can buy this, I can order that, I can look into my fridge. But there are sometimes some moments in your life where you felt really hunger. Maybe you made a big trip and you came home and somebody prepared a very nice and warm meal for you. Maybe you think about your childhood. So it's one of the greatest feelings just to have food, and especially if you are hungry. My wife sometimes says the best the best person to prepare a meal is your own hunger. Because if you are hungry, nearly anything tastes well. And we see also in many places in the Bible that feeling of hunger is so, so vital and so important. If you read here that this son here, the younger son, he sat with the pigs, and it says here that he tried to eat the food of the pigs, but nobody allowed him. Nobody gave it to him. And sometimes we tried so much on feeding what the world offered us, and we are still frustrated because people are not giving me the love, the recognition, and the value I'm so longing for. And I want to tell you a secret. Like the younger son, the food he ate was coming from a certain tree. And that tree people used for food for people, but also for animals. And of course, if you think about it, If you put something in front of the pigs, it's not the best of the good food. So there was a fruit coming from that tree that was for mankind, but also for the pigs. And of course, you give the pigs the last thing you do not need. The last thing that does not make the pig sick, of course, but you don't really like. And if you think about it, he worked for him, so he got some money. But this money he received was not enough. And sometimes we think, I have so many friends, I have maybe a good family and a good workplace, but my heart says I'm still not satisfied. And that's always the case. If I'm not living in close relationship to God, it's always not enough. You can have the best family, the best friend, the best spouse. It's always not enough. And God created you exactly for that. The young son, he was working and he was having food, but still starving. Your spouse, your family, does not have the order from God to make you happy. God never planned your life that you sit with the pigs being satisfied. Do not ask from people to make you happy. But that's sometimes the big, big lie we believe from childhood on. And then if we are maybe getting married, after a few years, we realize it's true. My spouse has not the order to make me happy. I have the order to serve him or her. And we oftentimes we get it so wrong. And we do not understand that the things, the blessings, the love, the value, people, the appreciation people give us is a starter or a dessert, but not the main meal. And if you mix that, you destroy your life. Because you will find yourself running after the appreciation and love of people that God placed in your life. You will run after them, never being satisfied. And you will complain to God why everything is so difficult, why people are so mean to you, when they have never had the order to make you happy. There's one thing that the younger son realized, and that we read in the next verses. And I read from verse 20, when he realized they have to go home, because home with the Father is the place where I can sit at his table and I'm filled. And we read in verse 20, so he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. Now finally he's sitting at the place he should sit. And he should never left that place. The place being near to his father. And that is also the place where God created you and me to stay. To realize the world cannot give me the things I need. The world, the people around you cannot give you the love you need. And God never intended it to be that way. So do not be surprised if people do not give you the value and recognition and love you desire for. Because God designed you not to be satisfied with human love. He designed you to be only satisfied with his love. If we realize this truth, if we realize that there's a father waiting for me who loves me so much, who even listens to all my complaining, I really find the life that God has for me. And also we read that the father put a robe on him. And I want to invite you to quickly jump to Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. Where Paul described the robe that God gave you and me. And this is a very, very important verse that I love. And it says here in 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So if I realize the place sitting with the pigs is not the place where I should be, the pigs and the food with the pigs, they cannot make me happy. They cannot give me the love I desire. So I turn to God and come back to God, and I realize the Father's waiting for me, loving me so much, forgiving me of everything that I have done. But then also what the Father does, he prepares a meal for me that I can eat at his table every day, enjoying fellowship with him. But also he puts a robe on me, and we see that the Father in the story of the prodigal son, the whole situation told the son, you need to leave the bread of the pigs in order to receive the bread of the Father. So we need to leave something. And Paul describes us that we need to leave that old kind of lifestyle where it's all about me, when I'm only focused on myself. And I leave that because I was never created for that lifestyle. And I read, he says, Paul, and put on the new self. Romans 13, 14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that in myself there's a new creation. In myself there's a Holy Spirit. And the more I'm focused on what I'm not able to do, the more I will turn back to the pigs, will turn back to the dirt. But the more I'm really putting on Christ, I'm really putting on my new self, that means with my mind I believe what the Word of God says, that you are made new, that you are forgiven, that you are valuable, that you are loved, that the Holy Spirit with all his power lives inside of you. I will stop ever complaining that I would not be able to live in God's love and not being able to receive God's love. I will encourage you this morning, turn away from the place of dirt and the pigs and the complaining that nobody is filling you and nobody can give you what you desire and what you need. You were not created to sit with the pigs, complaining that people are not giving what you like. You're created for the table, being sitting near to the King and eating his bread, and also wearing the wonderful robe of the new creation, where I realize I am able. The love of God was filled into my heart, and I am able to live a happy and filled and healthy life because there's a new creation inside of me. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your wonderful word. I thank you that you remind us this morning that we turn away and stand up sitting with the pigs, complaining that people are not giving us what I need. You are the only one. You are the only one that can give me the love, the recognition, the appreciation, everything I need. And this morning, we want to stop asking and waiting for people to make us happy. Realizing, no. Not the place with the pigs, but the place at the table of the King. This is the place where my heart gets not only healed, but satisfied and healthy. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you'll fill our hearts with your pure love. I thank you that you made us able to live in that love, and that you help us to believe what your word says, what already happened in us. Amen.